the short-term answer is yes, but you know, the long-term answer is that if you want to think of it as a stimulus, and that's an overused word, but if you want to think of it as a temporary stimulus, it is. But it's also offset in some cases by business losses. Like if a store was damaged, that company is going to lose some sales until they're back up and going. So you can't just say the money coming in is the only thing to consider. There's also the considerations of downtime for businesses that may have been affected. And even to the extent that it does temporarily stimulate the economy, it's short-lived. Once the economy's back up, then that community is on the path it's always been in terms of their economic trajectory. Now, having said that, there's some communities that make some fairly fundamental decisions that can change that trajectory. For instance, if you'll remember, Greensburg, Kansas, back in 2007, was hit by a tornado that just about wiped out the town, and they made some pretty dramatic decisions about rebuilding their town to be a green community. They built it safer. I mean, they did some things that changed the permanent structure of the town. But that's unusual. On the other end of the spectrum, you can look at a little town in Oklahoma, Pitcher, Oklahoma, that was hit by a tornado about the same time frame, 2008, I think. And in this case, Pitcher, Oklahoma, was a Superfund site. I mean, it was in the process of being kind of closed down anyway, just a lot of recalcitrant people that didn't want to leave. Well, the tornado was the last nail in its coffin. So, you know, there's any number of things you can see on a spectrum of what it has to do with the nature of the community. Most communities come back, and there is a short-term stimulative effect, but then they go back to where they were before the event.
And so there is an opportunity maybe for a reset.
There is. If you have leaders in the community that are willing to take that opportunity. Now, Greensburg is kind of an unusual case.
I suspect there are businesses like that, too. Businesses that were maybe weakened by the recession could be shut down by this tornado.
That could be. And I'll give you a classic example. In New Orleans, Oric Vacuum Cleaner had a big manufacturing plant in the New Orleans area. They tried to stay open, but New Orleans was a situation where there was such migration, people that left. They had problems with getting labor and the resources that they needed to maintain the facility. So they ended up moving as a result of that. That is not typical. But if there is a business that's weak, this may be the last nail again that this business is going to be able to sustain. Now, most businesses, I mean, I would say that the overarching arc of our society and our economy is one of resilience. I would say that most businesses, if they have a viable reason to exist in that community, they will come back. But if businesses are kind of shaky, you know, this may be the opportune time to say, you know what, we're just not going to be able to recover from this. But I doubt that's going to be very many in these communities.
I thought it was interesting. There was a nasty storm last week in Ohio, and the governor up there said, "Nah, we don't really need federal disaster assistance. I think we're okay without it." What part can that federal disaster assistance play, especially since there are loans in the main?
I will say this about the help with the loans. Right now, with the economy still reeling from the financial recession that we've, you know, all been affected by, loans are hard to get. So it may very well be that the guaranteed loans that some of these businesses will be able to qualify for, they may not be able to get a loan without that. So I would say that in this particular climate of financial uncertainty, that the effect of the government coming in and providing these loans at lower than market interest rates, of course interest rates are low now anyway, would certainly be of more value today than they would have been in a healthier economic environment. But they are certainly there to help businesses get back on their feet. They're not everything. The business has got to be able to sustain itself and have a reason to exist, just like I mentioned a second ago. But it's certainly helpful. It's not the end all, but it's helpful.
So it sounds like the damage that was done here in Kentucky over the weekend does not have to be permanent and probably won't be.
No, it won't be. It won't be. The permanent thing is the tragic loss of life. I mean, you just can't replace the people in the community that have been affected by that. The other permanent part of that, even though there are members of these families and friends of these people, you know, they're going to be affected by that. And those emotional scars, you know, cannot be erased simply by watching the economic resilience of the community come back. But economically, most communities come back, and if they have a reason to exist, they will exist after this event.
We were kind of speculating in the newsroom this morning about some of the longer term problems that we'll be dealing with here in Eastern Kentucky, and one of the issues might be homelessness, meaning folks were displaced, their homes were destroyed, they're moving in with relatives. So
right.
It's not homelessness, but it's also a substandard housing, a crowded
yeah.
housing, that
yeah.
kind of thing as well. That represents an economic drag too, doesn't it?
Well, you know, certainly people who were on the edge economically, who were on the margins. If they can't regain their footing, whether that means they've got to find somewhere else to live, or some of them may have worked for a company that may not come back or may not come back as big, you know, there's certainly folks on the margin that will have difficulty recovering from this. I don't think that's the typical case. Most of the time, people are able to recover, but it is certainly true that that you've always got people on the margins that are going to do that. Now, having said that, it brings up one more point. We don't know yet. They haven't done an inventory yet of where the fatalities occurred. But anecdotally, you're getting some stories coming in that the fatalities are occurring in those very vulnerable areas like mobile homes and things like that. But if it turns out that many, if not most, of the fatalities were in what I would consider vulnerable housing, then you're probably talking about people that are closer to the margins, because people live in vulnerable housing because of the economic incentives to have lower cost housing, et cetera. So that may speak at least tangentially to what you just brought up.